I'm Brian Zumhagen. It's Monday, April 11th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us today, as he does every Monday, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
David, a last-minute deal narrowly avoided a federal government shutdown on Friday night, but the budget debate is hardly over. Later this week, President Obama is going to lay out a long-term plan to address the deficit, which has risen to more than $14 trillion. Why has he decided to tackle the deficit now?
Well, you know, Brian, there was a strategy in place at the White House from last winter to wait for the Republicans to go first. And that's happened now because Paul Ryan, who has probably emerged as the most prominent Republican on budget issues, laid out a plan last week. But it's that $14 trillion that you mentioned, which is really pushing President Obama, because within the next 4 or 5 weeks, The government is going to have to approve, or Congress would have to approve, an increase in the debt limit. That's the amount of money that the government can borrow. Right now it's at $14.25 trillion. And so to get that increase, the president's going to have to come to some larger agreement with the Republicans in Congress about future cuts. And that's what this whole argument is all about.
And let's talk about the different plans for addressing the deficit. There's talk that the Gang of Six, a bipartisan group in Congress, is going to issue a report that more or less embraces the plan that the Deficit Commission issued late last year. How does that plan compare to what Obama would like to do?
Well, President Obama's got some big differences between his plan and the Republican plan. The Republican plan includes a shrinking in Medicare and Medicaid, but there are also trillions of dollars in tax cuts, and it mostly spares the defense spending. Now, when you see the Obama plan at the end of the week, it's going to envision tax increases for the richest taxpayers. It'll have some cuts to military spending. It will also have savings in Medicare and Medicaid, and there will be some changes to Social Security, which has already got liberals in President Obama's own base quite upset.
People have been talking about reducing the deficit for 30 years. What makes this time any different?
You know, there seems to be a bit of a different sensibility in Congress now that the problem can't be put off anymore. And it's that debt limit and the $14.25 trillion that has really begun to spook people, because I think they recognize when they look at what's happened to most recently Portugal, but also to Spain, to Ireland, certainly to Greece, that the bond markets do not have an endless patience with this. And you could imagine a situation if the U.S. does not at least lay out a plan to reduce the deficit over the long term, where the cost of borrowing could get a lot higher. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that there'll be action. In fact, getting an agreement between now and the presidential election may be a bridge too far. But this could at least set up the main debate that we'll be hearing throughout that election campaign.
Now, you mentioned the debt limit, the amount that the government can borrow, and that Congress will have to vote within 5 or 6 weeks about raising that. Do you think it needs to rise?
Well, there's no question it needs to rise, because if you just look at the government's needs, if it's going to pay back its previous lending, and if it's going to continue to enact the budget that's currently in place, there's going to have to be more borrowing. The question is, what price will President Obama have to pay, or what concessions will he have to make to the Republicans in order to get that increase? Now, we've all been through this before. In 1994, President Clinton went through this as well, and it becomes a giant game of chicken, because the administration can say to the Republicans, if you don't raise the limit, then the U.S. is going to default on its bonds for the first time in history. And you know what that would do to the American credit rating, and the Republicans presumably would bear at least some of the blame for that. So there is a big psychological game underway here as well.
Thank you so much, David.
Thank you, Brian.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Brian Zumhagen, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.